This is episode 1030. Welcome to your daily meditation podcast. How are you doing? I also want to congratulate you because if you've been following this series for the entire week, you have completed a great challenge. In every single episode, I share a different meditation technique, and each episode is customized around a weekly theme. So we explore a particular topic in depth. You can really master a particular quality. And I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to share today's meditation technique with you. You're going to explore a reflection meditation as you consider some of the high points and some of the challenges of this past week. Now, if you haven't listened to any of the episodes and you're just joining us, don't worry. These episodes really don't follow any kind of sequence. Each episode is unique, and it's a technique in and of itself that you can apply right away. But if you have been following the challenge, you get a chance to reflect over your week. And if you haven't been following the challenge, you can still reflect on your week. This kind of inner reflection is great at helping you develop your intuition and your inner wisdom. So throughout the week, I've challenged you to take your meditation ritual off your meditation cushion or your chair and into the most stressful, chaotic times of your day. In fact, I've challenged you to place yourself in chaotic situations that might be very distracting or stressful, and to apply your meditation technique. So you're flexing your meditation muscles right there where the rubber meets the road. And I'm wondering how things worked out for you. Now, if you just want to reflect on your past week in general, think about the different kinds of challenges and stresses that you experienced, and think about what stood out as a success for you, something you did that you were pretty proud of yourself for, being able to manage a stress trigger. Maybe it was a difficult person. Maybe you were cut off in traffic and you just let it go. Or maybe you have been holding on to a grudge and you've just thought, you know, this isn't really worth it. I'm going to let go of this. Whatever it was, consider how this benefited you and how you felt. Your win for the week. I'm sure you had many wins this week, but what was one that particularly stands out? Reflect on this. It's a win that you are here listening to a meditation podcast, improving yourself. It's a win that you participated in this challenge, that you're considering this right now. That's a huge win. And now consider what you may have done this week that just didn't work out like you expected. You could have had your best intentions out there and it just didn't work out so well. Or you tried something and it just seemed to fall apart. Consider what didn't work so well. And as you do so, give yourself a lot of credit for trying, and especially for learning. If you learned something, it was worth it. And what was your greatest lesson this week? Maybe as you were doing a technique during the challenge, you learned something new about yourself or someone else. You received some insight. Or maybe it was something else you were doing that you initiated and you learned from it. Could even have been a hard lesson that was difficult to learn. Still give yourself a lot of credit. And as you reflect on your week, I want to encourage you to do something. I want to encourage you to get outside and meditate. Take these reflections and some of the techniques from this week's series. You can go back and listen to some of the episodes and do some of the techniques as you're walking. You could do the affirmation as you walk, where you mentally repeat to yourself as you walk, I tap into my own inner stillness. Mentally repeating that, I tap into my own inner stillness. You could do the breathing technique we explored, where you inhale to the count of four. And you hold your breath for the count of four, and then you exhale to the count of eight. You could do this as you're out walking. Maybe it was the mudra, the Vajra mudra, where you tap the tips of your fingers to your thumb and extend your index finger outward. This is a mudra that helps you develop deep inner wisdom and stillness. It's actually a spiritual mudra. Or maybe it was a chakra where you focused on your fifth chakra right at your throat, with the color indigo, reflecting on how you show up, how others perceive you, your voice, how you express yourself. These are some of the techniques we explored this week. So I encourage you to go outside and do a walking meditation. Notice your environment around you and do some of these techniques. Do this as a reward for how hard you've worked all week. And even if you haven't participated in this weekly challenge, it's such a great way to feel more connected to your environment when you do a walking meditation. And I know you can't always get outside. So in that case, open a window wherever you happen to be meditating. Open a window or a door. Let the outdoors in. This really takes your meditation to the next level. I am so proud. proud of you for doing this challenge this week. And know that the more you practice your meditation techniques during your most stressful times when you're not meditating, the better you'll be at meditating. The more confident you'll become, the more better able you'll be to manage stress triggers. I've so enjoyed sharing this series with you. Congratulations on completing it. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation or to learn more about meditation, if you don't really know how to meditate, I want to let you know that I offer you an opportunity to explore meditation more deeply over at my website, and that's at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there I have a membership site where you can subscribe to receive daily 30-minute guided meditations. And each meditation is customized around a technique, just like I share with you here on the podcast, but you're guided in a full meditation. And you get access to over 1,000 meditations there. You can try it for 2 weeks free. You also get a private Facebook group community, as well as a journal to go with each series and a slowdown guide with each series where I have all the techniques listed nicely for you so you don't have to remember what the breathing technique or the mudra or the affirmation was. All of those techniques, each of the techniques for each day is organized for you on a guide. So that again is at sipandom.com. And if you are still listening, I want to thank you. And I would like to invite you to leave a rating and review for this show over at iTunes. And many of you have already done that, and I so appreciate it. It helps others to find the meditations. And I love to hear your feedback. I read each review and I really take it to heart. So thank you again for your time and for what you're doing for yourself. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.